Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, indeedy. It is Wednesday afternoon at 4:07 as we get underway with hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show. And that is when we have our usual get-together with Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network. Now, we've been doing an extended segment last week and this one to kind of catch up for a missing one previously. First of all, Dave, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back.
Bobby, happy Wednesday to you.
You know, I am old enough, Dave. I can remember the good old days when you went down to Columbia and you bought a politician, you bribed him, you put him in your pocket, and at least the politician was ethical enough, if I can use that word in this instance, at least the politician had the good taste when you bought him, he stayed bought.
Right.
But now in the case of former SCDOT Transportation Commissioner John Hardy, here is a guy who gets bought off, but won't even stay bought.
Bob, I mean, and I listened to your show, by the way, on Monday, and you recapped it perfectly. And you're exactly right. I mean, look, this guy, John Hardy, he is, you know, unfortunately, the feds and the FBI, and let's go back, just take a step back, right?
Right, right.
This guy, he is not just some typical dirtbag bureaucrat.
Right.
This guy, John Hardy, who we've talked about many, many times for years, Bob, you know, we've been gunning for him for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. He is the son-in-law of the most powerful politician in the state, Corrupt Hugh Leatherman. So let's be clear right off the bat, right? This guy was, and he was one of the most powerful bureaucrats in the state. He was on the SCDOT commission.
Yep.
Which those are the folks that decide where and how our roads get fixed, right? Those are the folks that decide where the money goes, where our gas tax dollars go. And we wonder why our roads are falling to crap.
Yeah.
Because guys like John Hardy were funneling money and paying. And by the way, the most down and dirty, most Neanderthal, lowest form of corruption you possibly can have, the man was taking bribes for cash money.
Yep.
Right? It wasn't some sort of scheme, which, by the way, we'll get to in a second. He was part of an elaborate kickback scheme. But this was literally the FBI had an informant, another contractor, right? That's who it was. It was a contractor, was their informant, a road contractor,
right?
A construction contractor, who audio and videotaped this guy basically accepting bribes, cash money bribes, and telling this guy, hey, here's how you hide the money and here's how you lie to the FBI. That's what they got him on. They didn't get him on the bribery. Now, they couldn't prove, like as you said, they could not prove that Hardy took the bribe and then took an official action to basically execute the bribe. That's why he wasn't and by the way, Bob, the FBI, okay, is not exactly the most credible law enforcement agency these days.
You
I mean,
think?
With all the junk that they've been putting the president through, right, that, you know, a bunch of nonsense. You think, you know, the FBI is not exactly the most credible law enforcement agency to be doing this kind of investigation. I think they dropped the ball on this one. I think they could have dug deeper. I think they could have dug farther. And I think this guy should go to jail.
Yes.
Because he is an out and out, dirty, disgusting, despicable criminal. And he served our state only because his father-in-law, he married his father-in-law's daughter, who is the most powerful politician in the state, and he was doing his bidding while on the SCDOT. There is no doubt about that. But, Bob, what makes me even more angry, and that's hard to believe, what makes me even more angry is that our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, is sitting by watching this happen right under his nose in Columbia. That's where John Hardy is. He's in Columbia. right under his nose, and this man is taking bribes, cash money bribes, right in front of him. And Alan Wilson is nowhere to be found. Bob, he is probably not going to go to jail. He's probably going to get a he's agreed to plead guilty to this felony lying charge
right.
to the FBI, which it is a felony to lie to the FBI. And that's what he's going to go that's what he's going to probably get probation for. The man should be in jail, and we should be on fire, breathing down Alan Wilson's neck. He needs – there are state charges. He broke state law, Bob. He broke – violated the – even though the Ethics Act is pretty weak, he violated that clearly by taking a bribe. He used his position of power to benefit himself. That is a misdemeanor crime, 1 year in – up to 1 year in jail. Alan Wilson could charge him – at least start an investigation on John Hardy. And he's not doing it. We've got to pressure him to do it, Bob. And your listeners can do that right now. Now text the word crime, C-R-I-M-E, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, crime, to 52886. That will send a message directly to Alan Wilson saying, Alan, you need to open an investigation on John Hardy. The feds have already come in. They've already proven that this guy took bribes, for God's sake.
Well, they got it on video and audio tape.
That's right. He broke state law. There is no doubt about it. The Ethics Act is weak, but it's very clear. You cannot use your position of power to personally profit. And that's exactly what John Hardy, son-in-law of corrupt Hugh Leatherman, did. And Bob, let's be clear. And I want to say this because your audience, and we bring this up all the time, your audience is, and I get discouraged. And there's nobody harder on myself than me. I get discouraged a lot of times with these things. We catch these guys and nothing happens.
Yeah, nobody goes to jail.
Let me tell you something. John Hardy would still be on that DOT commission, still be accepting bribes.
That's true.
If it weren't for your audience. We took him off that commission. We forced Henry McMaster to fire his ass last year. And it was only because of your audience that happened. And by the way, they don't take down any office holders in the state. I mean,
no.
that's like a general rule of thumb. So I guarantee you, because we took him down, is the exact reason now that he is going to be a convicted felon for the rest of his life. But Bob, he needs to go to jail. He broke state law. If you or I did what he did, we would be in jail. And your audience, we need to get in on act on it again. Text the word crime to 52886. Send Alan Wilson a message. He needs to open an investigation on John Hardy. He broke state law.
You know, there is a special level of a corrupt politician. He not only screwed the taxpayers of South Carolina by violating state law and the ethics laws as well by taking these kickbacks, but then he also had the audacity to screw the guy who was bribing him by taking the money and then not following through with what he'd been bribed to do. That is a special level of corruption.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
I mean, and he has been for 20 years. He's been on that commission on and off for about 20 years. He is a despicable dirtbag. But, Bob, make no mistake about it. And you're right. lie not only to – he's lying to the person that took the money from.
Right, yeah, sure.
To tell you about his character.
Yeah, yeah, you bribe me. You give me X amount of dollars, and I'll make sure that this project happens. So then the guy says, okay, fine. And he gives him the money, and then Hardy doesn't follow through and give the guy whatever project he'd been bribing him for. It's absurd.
He is absolutely a despicable human being. I mean, there is no doubt about it. And again, he would have never gotten as far as he was, and he never would have gotten away with what he's gotten away with so far if he were not the son-in-law of corrupt Hugh Leatherman, the most powerful politician in the state.
Well, he might have if he was a cousin of Bobby Harrell, you know.
And that's exactly right. And there's two tiers of justice in the state, Bob.
You bet.
I talk about all the time.
Yep.
If you there's the one tier of justice for those of you that are politicians or you're well connected in politics, the lobbyists, the politicians, and then there's one for the rest of us. But Bob, that has to end. It has to end somewhere. And again, this is not I come on here. We do calls to action all the time. This is a call to action. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for everybody. But if you want to see this despicable human being who broke the laws go to jail, which is where he belongs, You have to pressure Alan Wilson. Alan, if to sit there and watch this happen and to watch this crime take place, especially, Bob, with the condition of our roads in the state,
yeah,
with our roads continuing to crumble, there are billions of dollars flowing through that place. If this guy doesn't go to jail for freaking bribery, for goodness sake, if he doesn't go to jail for that, Bob, what's the message going to be sent to the rest of SCDOT, to the rest of those commissioners? What do they think they can get away with if John Hardy can get away with taking bribes?
Right.
The rest of them, our roads will never get fixed.
Well, the message is obvious, that these guys can be bribed with impunity, and once again, nobody goes to jail. We got to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back, and we'll continue with the second segment. My buddy Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. I want to detail, so, by the way, when we come back, some of the memo, some of the notes in the sentencing memo from the U.S. Attorney Sherry Lydon about exactly what Hardy did,
which it's
pretty amazing what he got away with. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, pretty good thunder bumpers rolling across the upstate at this hour. 4:23 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'm talking with Dave Schwartz, my buddy from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, in our regular visit. We've been talking about former South Carolina Department of Transportation Commissioner John Hardy, who for a number of years, as we pointed out before they finally got him on this stuff, Hardy, who has a day job with a company that was in the business of selling the roadside signs that you see along the highways that tell you what's available as far as gas and eateries at the next exit. Well, Hardy, the company that he worked for, sold the advertising on those signs. But there's no conflict of interest, of course, because he also happened to be a South Carolina DOT commissioner. We shouldn't draw any conclusion thereby. So now they've got him on this stuff. And Sherry Lydon, who is a U.S. attorney, has now said that the feds, unfortunately, can't convict him of bribery, even though he took bribes from an individual they describe as a cooperating witness, because they couldn't prove he did anything in exchange for the bribes. So talk about no honor among thieves. Now, in the notes from Attorney Lydon, this confidential witness agreed to assist the FBI in their investigation of Hardy. So then this confidential witness made monitored and recorded telephone calls to Hardy, warning him that the FBI was nosing around about the payoffs that he had made to Mr. Hardy. Hardy then instructed the witness to claim that the payments to him were for an unrecorded loan. Then Hardy changed his mind and told the witness to tell him they were payments for previous work that Hardy had performed for this individual's business. Hardy and the witness had multiple recorded conversations about the payments and how best to try and explain them to the FBIs. Eventually, Hardy agreed to meet the witness in the parking lot of a local restaurant to discuss the payments. During the meeting, the witness indicated he was not sure that he could convince the FBI of Hardy's story about being paying back a loan or payment for old work. And so Hardy then instructed the briber, this confidential witness, instructed him to destroy the emails before the FBI could find them. So, you know, the levels of obstruction of justice and bribery just go on and on and on.
And Bob, you know, the fact that this guy is likely not to face jail time is just, it's a slap in the face to every South Carolinian. It really is. And it makes it all the more necessary to get in that. This is the feds, right? And I'll argue, I think the FBI dropped the ball on this. I think they're just not digging deep and hard enough on this. And obviously his connection to his father-in-law, the most powerful, most corrupt politician in the state, Hugh Leatherman. There is no doubt about it. There are many, many threads to pull on John Hardy. But this is the low-down, most dirtiest, most basic form of corruption, right? Somebody offered him money so they could get a taxpayer-funded contract on our roads. And
yeah, it's basic. It's basic pay-to-play is what it is.
It's the most dirtiest form of corruption, right? The man took cash money so that he could use his position of authority to give a friend, a buddy, the bribber, a contract, probably worth millions, right?
Yep.
And so we have to hold this guy accountable because, as I said before, Bob, if John Hardy does not go to jail, if Corrupt Hugh Leatherman's son-in-law doesn't go to jail, and that message isn't sent to everybody else at the DOT, that they can get, if the message is they can get do this and get away with it, Bob, our roads are never going to get fixed. Our government is going to remain corrupt. And by the way, it does not fall on anybody. This is Hugh Leatherman's son-in-law.
Yeah.
So if we can get him and we can force him to go to jail, that's going to put the brakes on a lot of other stuff. We have got to get – it's embarrassing that Alan Wilson is not already on this and opened an investigation. And we've got to force him, just like we forced McMaster to fire John Hardy from the DOT commission last year.
Right.
We're going to have to force Alan Wilson to open up an investigation on this criminal scumbag. And we got to do that right now. Text the word crime, C-R-I-M-E, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, crime, to 52886 on your cell phone. That will send a quick message to Alan Wilson telling him, hey, this guy broke state law. When are you starting your investigation on an admitted felon, John Hardy? When are you starting that investigation, Alan? Because this guy needs to take a trip to the Gray Bar Motel for a little while, Bob.
Yeah, because the federal charges, we understand, if they can't prove that Hardy did anything, although he accepted the bribe money, but apparently he didn't follow through with delivering anything.
He took the bribe.
Yeah, he took the bribe, and there are still state charge, and he can't go to jail on the federal charge. He could, I guess. It's obstruction of justice and lying to the FBI. But
if it were you or I, we would be going to jail.
You bet.
Let's be clear about that.
You bet.
We're not the most powerful politicians in the state, son-in-law. There's no doubt there's that division there. But he broke state law. That is very clear. He took a bribe. He used his position of power to make for a personal profit, Bob. That is a violation of the Ethics Act. He broke the law. Alan Wilson needs to investigate, prosecute him to the fullest degree. This guy needs to go to jail. If he doesn't, and if Alan Wilson does nothing, we're going to continue to see our roads crumble and the same old good old boy corrupt system carry on. We've got to take action. We've got to force Alan to do his job, get up off his butt, stop talking about national issues that he is of no concern to him, start focusing on corruption in the state house. Text the word crime to 52886, crime to 52886 on your cell phone. Send that message to Alan. Let's get this guy again. We've already gotten him kicked off the DOT commission. That was all on your audience. Thousands of your audience members did that. Now we've got to get him. We got to force Wilson to start an investigation. This guy's got to go to jail, Bob, or else we're never going to get our roads fixed.
Well, somebody is going to go to jail eventually. As the prosecutor pointed out in her memo against Hardy, this guy warrants prosecution, if only to deter other individuals from attempting to interfere in federal investigations and from having their hand out for bribes every time they turn around. You can keep up with what's going on with Fan of SC. They send out emails virtually on a daily basis, keeping you up to speed with what's going on in Columbia and how they're tracking it. Folks can get in touch with you on Facebook, right, Dave?
That's right. Facebook.com/FanOfSC. Facebook.com/FanOfSC. We post every day, Bob, and we're going to be staying on this for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Alan Wilson really needs to get off the dime and do something here because so far all we've heard is crickets. Dave, thanks very much. As always, great to have you here, buddy. And I will see you back next week.
Talk to you next Wednesday, Bob.
You bet. Take care. Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network. 4:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's next in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on a stormy Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Excellent.
A storm has blown past us. Here at Woodruff and Garlington at the fabulous 106.3 WORD, intercomradio.com, information and entertainment complex, but maybe on its way to a zip code near you this afternoon. To the phones we go, Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Let's go to Greenville and bring in Richard. Hi, Richard. Welcome to a stormy Wednesday edition.
Hey, Bob. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I called Wilson's office
right.
And talked to a really nice young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they're frustrated, too, because for some reason the jurisdiction falls on the U.S. District Attorney.
Well, it does for federal charges, but it doesn't for state ethics violations.
I don't know. That's what she said.
Yeah. Well,
they're very frustrated too.
Yeah, they're passing the buck is what they're doing, Richard.
Because she said, well, he doesn't have the authority. I said, well, who does? And that was her answer.
In terms of the federal charges, she's correct as far as that goes, but that has nothing to do with the violation of state ethics laws that Mr. Hardy. Has obviously committed, and we have video and audio evidence of him taking bribes. So
interesting you said that, because when I pointed that out, then
right.
She comes back with, well, that goes to SLED. And I said, wait a minute, Wilson is our attorney general.
Correct.
You know, and look, I'm just a citizen. I don't practice law.
Right.
And anyway... So there's Columbia for you.
They are, as usual, sadly, Richard, very adept at passing the buck.
It's called a piece of work.
Yeah, it is that. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate your passing along the results, unsatisfactory though they have been, of your conversation with Alan Wilson's office. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, sounds to me like Mr. Hardy... took lessons from Hillary Clinton. Could be. Bobby, does Dave Schwartz use Red Bull fed from an IV? Yes, an astute observation. In fact, he's a mainliner. Bob Alan Wilson, you think could be on the take? Follow the money. Bobby Hardy is trying to pull a Hillary. Bob, by not holding up his end of the deal for which he took the bribe, Hardy is a special kind of scumbag. You know what they say, no honor among thieves. Bobby, Hardy will get away with it because he's not the only one. And it's pathetic. You know, we've seen one instance after another of these people with Bobby Harrell and all the rest of them. Nobody goes to jail. You know, they may have to pay back some money, fine of X amount of dollars, and that's it. Bob, so this guy is the son-in-law of Hugh Leatherman and ironically owned a business that sold the DOT signs while being a commissioner. What a coincidence. Yeah, no kidding. Mr. McLean, please tell Mr. Schwartz My son-in-law is now known in my household as he who shall not be named. Trust me. Sincerely, UL Florence, South Carolina. Bobby, I'm entertaining myself taking surveys as an independent voter. Which Democrat candidate should I say I favor that will create the most chaos for Democrat pollsters? Tell them that you wish that AOC was old enough to run for president. That should set them off. Bobby, I'm concerned about all these judges striking down everything that President Trump is trying to do. What can be done? Well, you should be aware of the fact it's not, for obvious reasons, it's not publicized in the mainstream drive-by media, but a lot of these activist judges that will put a restraining order on President Trump or whatever it may be, on appeal, the Trump administration wins the case, and the judge that originally came up with the original order is found to be incorrect in his ruling. Bobby, you mentioned today is National Hot Dog Day. QT is giving away a free hot dog if you have the QT app. Okay, thanks. And correction, Bobby, Nancy Pelosi has not been in the House for 30-something years. She started politics in 30-something, 1930-something. Thank you for the great work. Appreciate that. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. I mentioned this list while the Odd Squad is busy talking about the racist tweets from Donald Trump, a bunch of the racist things they have said along the way. That's next here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 9 minutes now before five here on a stormy in parts of the upstate Wednesday afternoon. So President Trump tweeting yesterday, I don't have a racist bone in my body, challenging his critics to get a list of the horrible things that the Odd Squad have said. And it's worth noting that all four, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, are members of the so-called Justice Democrats. Reminds me of the old bit that Limbaugh used to do with Reverend Al and Jesse Jackson, the Justice Brothers. The group specifically devoted to backing primary candidates against Democratic incumbents they see as being too moderate or, dare I say it, too white. Last November, the Justice Democrats launched a campaign called #OurTime, aimed at recruiting candidates to challenge Democratic incumbents who are demographically and ideologically out of touch with their districts. So from the start, the Odd Squad devoted itself to an explicitly race-based political effort. Then there are their statements. AOC, in her campaign for Congress, as Politico noted in 2018, she challenged incumbent Representative Joe Crowley, who is white, on ideological, generational, and racial grounds, arguing the 10-term congressman was not in step with his majority-minority district and was too cozy with corporate donors. Couldn't say that about AOC after she managed to get Amazon bounced out of there. AOC also with a record of controversial statements about Israel. She claimed, for example, that Israel had committed a massacre of Palestinian protesters at the border fence last year. The vast majority were actually members of Hamas, the terror organization, using the fake protest to launch infiltrations and violent attacks against Israel. In recent weeks, AOC has shown even greater insensitivity to the Jewish community by comparing migrant facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border to concentration camps. Attorney Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat and Hillary supporter, called her claims a form of Holocaust denial. How about Ilhan Omar? Long history of anti-Israel statements that have included anti-Semitic themes, such as suggesting the Jews control the world. In 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." In February, she tweeted, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," suggesting falsely that a pro-Israel group, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, bribed members of Congress to support Israel. The implication, of course, that Jews were using money to control the Congress of the United States. In May, Tlaib made a bizarre statement that she felt a calming effect when I think of the Holocaust. In January, she posted an anti-Semitic tweet declaring that members of Congress who supported Israel forget what country they represent. The American Jewish Community Committee accused her of using an anti-Semitic claim of dual loyalty. In February, Tlaib called HUD official Lynn Patton, who is a black woman, a prop for appearing in the gallery during a hearing where members of Congress were debating whether Trump was racist. On Sunday, just hours after the president posted his congressional tweets, Ayanna Pressley, a member of the Odd Squad from Massachusetts, told left-wing bloggers at that big Netroots Nation convention, "We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice." She appeared to assume that the only legitimate black voice was one of a leftist. Black Americans with other views are legitimate targets of racial attack. Her bio on her official House of Representatives website, which is not a personal or a campaign page, implies that a white person cannot represent her congressional district, saying, quote, "The Massachusetts 7th is the most diverse and most unequal district in the state, requiring a representative whose experiences are reflective of the people." So, you know, they have their own history of anti-Semitic, certainly anti-American comments. To the phones quickly we go. Toby is next up. He is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Barbarino, how's it going? Enjoying the heat?
Yes, sir. Not enough humidity for me. You know, I like it a little more muggy.
Tell me about it. I bet your golf balls are melting off there on the golf course, aren't they?
When you're out there, it's like you're playing with a wool blanket wrapped around you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to comment about the Yaya Sisterhood.
Yes.
I was curious about all the racist things that they, you know, the Democrats say, but nobody ever, comments about what they say because they're totally immune.
Yes, they are.
What in the world would they ever do if the American Indian told the whole country to go back where we came from? They were here first.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
We're the interlopers.
It's fascinating. Your point is well taken, Toby, that, you know, if you are a woman of color, I guess if you're a person of color, certainly if you're a justice Democrat or a progressive socialist, A racist is the last thing you can be. You are inoculated against that charge. Thanks for the call, Toby. News is next. On the other side, the 5 o'clock follies kick off next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.